This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
You want things done right.
Yes.
Especially if it involves your home. And there are some people who take that very seriously, Tommy.
Yeah, whatever.
This man was so insistent with these workers, he's now been arrested. And past the insanity of these accusations, they're also, in this story, there are people that even if you're upset with them, you don't physically mess with them.
What did this old coot do, man?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. This story comes from Tommy's mom's hometown.
Where is that?
Knobsylvania. No. Auburn, New York. Authorities were called to a home just before 10 a.m. on Friday.
Yeah.
After an incident between a homeowner and his garbage men.
Oh.
Authorities say the 65-year-old man.
That's prime time old man.
Was upset with the way the garbage men discarded his garbage can after they emptied
it. So he doesn't like that they just throw it into the yard.
Kind of seems that
way. Okay.
Police say he followed the garbage men
down
the street to confront them about how, quote, disrespectful they were with his garbage can.
Were you supposed to gently put it down?
No, but Tommy, not only were they not gently putting it down, they were disrespectful with his can.
Disrespecting my garbage.
And it seems that even walking down to talk to them, he may not have gotten through to them, at least to the way he wanted.
Yeah.
Because authorities say soon after confronting the garbage man, this 65-year-old man pulled a knife.
No.
Oh, my God.
He pulled a knife.
Which means he went down there with the knife.
Yes, he had a knife on him.
Like, does he always have a knife on him or does...
Looking for a fight.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I do think 90% of 65-year-old men always have a utility knife on them. So that could have been
possibly.
It.
Oh, my God.
So just to make sure everyone's on the same page here. Authorities say a 65-year-old man pulled a knife on his garbage men over how they disrespected his can when they put it back in the yard. So the good news, no one got cut. The bad news, however, no matter how they put your can back, you can't pull a knife on the garbage man. He was arrested, charged with 2 counts of misdemeanor menacing. He's got a court date coming up. Okay. Story's nuts, right?
Yeah.
And this guy's in the wrong, right?
Absolutely.
If the allegations are true?
Yeah.
Okay. Tommy?
Yeah.
You know as well as I do.
Yeah.
There are more men than we want to admit who are listening to this right now and siding with the knife guy.
Yes, of course. I mean, guys my age do have a weird relationship with our garbage.
With your toter?
Yes, we do.
Respect the toter.
There's your t-shirt and hat combo.
We would sell 1,000 respect the toter t-shirts in the break room rock shop.
Because I've you know, I take care of my toter.
What do you mean when you take care of your toter?
Well, you know, I rinse it out.
Okay.
Like every time?
Not every time, but in the summer. You know, when it gets grimy and smelly in there, I make sure I blast it out with a hose.
Okay.
I put a little freshener in there.
You spray Polo Blue cologne in there.
Yes. Well, I can't wear it anymore because it's too strong.
Uh-huh.
So it always smells like there's an Italian man in my garage. But I spritz it in there a little bit because I keep the toters in the garage,
yeah,
as you're supposed to.
No, you keep it outside. You don't keep your garbage in your garage.
See, so you also have rules for garbage.
No, but I'm not going to – I would not even think twice if I came home and I saw my garbage can sideways because the garbage guys just chucked it there.
Yeah, yeah. They do. They just discard it.
No, but here's the thing. Now you're trying to sound cool because you know this guy sounds crazy. I know.
If they didn't set it down gently. Like if you caught them on your home camera system tossing that thing back into your yard, you're gonna
break the wheels, you know, and then it's
you're
not
hearing
gonna,
it.
Here's the thing: like right now, I get a smooth roll on it, but if they clip the wheels, then it's gonna be all wobbly.
You got a smooth roll?
I got a really smooth roll right now on both of them,
Kimmy. I mean,
what did you do, grease the wheels?
Well, you spray that Polo Blue on it.
Yeah. No, you put a little WD-40 on there.
Okay. Kimmy?
Yeah.
I don't think you understand what a common bitch how the garbage men deal with your garbage is.
Mm.
Like
oh,
folks
no. I get it.
Okay. Like watching some guys in my neighborhood come home to their garbage can in the street and melt down, or they're too rough when they throw it in the back of their truck. I gotta call a company, I gotta bring another one down here.
Yeah.
Not that they think what this guy with the knife allegedly did with the knife is right.
Yeah.
But they understand where he's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the most angry old man story you can possibly have.
It is.
What is happening here didn't really matter,
because mm-hmm.
who cares what your can looks
right.
like. He demanded things get fixed.
Yes.
To men who obviously didn't care, but it was about respect.
Yeah.
And then he overreacts in a way that he cannot walk back. It is the holy trinity of what everyone is scared their dad is going to do in retirement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair?
Yeah, too much time in your hands.
Wives have nightmares about their husbands doing something like this as they get older.
Because we have nothing else to do.
You become obsessive.
Yeah, because like we're bored.
If you weren't before, now you definitely are.
Yeah. Every wife has to really dread their husband retiring.
Yeah.
Because you get a bored control freak.
Yes, absolutely. A bored control freak who now doesn't have anyone around them being like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Right? You're left to your own devices.
Mm-hmm.
You slowly go down that spiral of madness in your old man brain.
Old man crazy.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. The story out of Auburn. Police say a 65-year-old man was upset with his garbage men after they were disrespectful with his garbage can, according to him. He then, according to police, walked down the street, confronted the garbage men.
He didn't just walk down the street, man. He was jogging down the street.
Bang!
Yep.
Bang!
Doing that old man shuffle walk.
He then confronted the men down the street, and it seems, at least according to police, that did not go the way he wanted, because police say he then pulled a knife on his garbage man.
Oh, God.
He was charged with 2 counts of misdemeanor menacing. He's got a court date coming up. There is a more surprising part of this story.
What's that?
That we will get to in a second. 252-WCMF. Let's start with Victor. Hey, Victor. Sorry, buddy. Go ahead. You're on CMF.
Good morning, guys.
Yo.
Hey. I totally see where this old man's coming from, to be honest with you.
Not he had a knife!
Obviously. I know, not that part, but I totally get it, man. I had neighbors who put their garbage out on a Monday, and the garbage pickup wasn't till Thursday. Garbage bothers me, so I brought all their garbage, everything, back to their front door.
Right? No, you didn't. You did not.
So you walked their garbage back.
I walked their garbage back to their garage door, and I put it all in front of their front door, so that their garage door, so they couldn't get out.
You're the saddest human being I've ever talked to in my life.
That's the low light. Another one, the guy had a foosball.
What?
Oh, his garbage phone cut out. Wait, hold on. You said foosball table and we lost you. What'd you say, Victor?
Yeah, so he had the foosball table sitting out for 2 weeks in front of his house waiting for the garbage man to take it. Nobody took it. I brought it and put it in front of his front door so he couldn't open his screen door.
How does that work for you later on, like with that neighbor?
Well, they didn't know I did it, but...
Well, yeah, they do.
They absolutely know you did
it,
Victor. They absolutely
yeah,
know.
They
yeah, no, yeah. they know.
Dude, it's just the whole garbage thing. I totally get it. But this guy does not have a bright future with the garbage men coming up. Because who knows where those totes are going to be.
Not like you with your neighbors.
Yes.
Exactly.
Victor, great call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. What is wrong with everyone?
Well, it's men. It's old men. Only old men do this stuff.
Victor's not that old.
Well, he sounds old.
Well, look, his actions sound old.
Yes, he does.
Bro, if I watch somebody bring my garbage can back up to my driveway.
I put it in your garage door so you can't get out.
It would feel so invasive, yeah.
I'm not a violent person. I might become a violent person in that moment.
I also, like, I guess I can understand getting that worked up about something like this if it's a constant issue, right? Like if your neighbor constantly has stuff out there that's not being taken up, but it's piling up.
Mm.
But if it's like pick your battles, you know?
Yeah, that's a good one.
One foosball table, is it worth destroying your relationship with a neighbor for a lifetime?
I do hate, like, if somebody's throwing out furniture, right?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Okay.
And they do put it out on a Monday.
Uh-huh.
And that rotten ass couch, your lazy boy, is sitting there till Friday. It is an eyesore.
Who cares?
Because we ain't living in Appalachia or goddamn Arkansas.
It's going to be gone in a couple days. Who cares?
Yeah. Hey,
no, but a week is too... Put it down the day the garbage is coming.
Oh, says man who put out a couch three days early?
Put it out there so somebody can take it before the garbage comes.
Nobody's taking your ratty ass.
Some people do. People drive around taking that stuff.
All right.
I put out four bicycles 5 days before the garbage.
5 days?
They were gone.
The tour de garbage?
The tour de garbage. Ladies and gentlemen... The best radio personality in Rochester, Tommy, you're garbage.
And again, like, do they always have stuff on the curb, or is this just a one-time thing that bothers
anybody
you?
That does it like that does it constantly.
But do they?
I think so.
You think so?
They put it out there too early.
Or you know so.
There is a time and place when you put your stuff out. Like, when you know the guys are coming, not 7 days out.
Do you hear? You just laughed at Victor. You called him an idiot, and then you just backed up Victor's call.
I like nice things, man. I'm not a rich man, but I like things to look...
I am not a rich man.
Cluttered and junked up.
So going back to this 65-year-old man in Auburn who allegedly confronted his garbage men with a knife over them disrespecting his garbage can. The most surprising part of this story...
What's that?
Other than the whole knife thing.
Yeah.
We've all seen garbage men, right?
Yeah.
They're rarely small guys.
No, it's a tough job.
I mean,
I mean, you got to be in shape, hanging off the back of a goddamn truck.
You're tossing
stuff.
Throwing
stuff all day long. Heavy, dangerous, sharp.
If there's one group of guys I would not want to mess with, even with a knife, it would be a garbage man.
Yeah.
Because, like, with the knife, I'm not going to put my money, I will put my money on the average garbage man. Over a 65-year-old man with a knife standing in the street.
Yeah, I'll take that bet all day.
Right? Like, Tommy, that guy is your age.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to physically confront two men who work chucking garbage all day long?
I'm not in physical shape to walk with a knife. I could actually end up stabbing my thigh.
The old thigh stab? It is another thing, too. Like, I know we have a lot of garbage men that listen to the show.
Yeah.
Because what we do is straight garbage.
Yeah, because we stink.
But, like, when you're around, like, you know, when you're around that stuff all day long, and it doesn't seem like the best job in the world.
No.
Right? It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hot.
It's grimy.
It's cold. It's whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess guys who work on a garbage truck, if you're going to physically threaten them, most of them would have no problem getting down and dirty if they had to.
They could beat you up and also remove you. It'd be like that scene, like, in like those mob movies, right?
There are some jobs you should just never mess with.
Yeah.
Right? Like jobs that are traditionally tough.
Tough, yeah.
Like any kind of construction worker.
Any outdoor job really is tough.
Town employee, landscaper.
Yeah.
Because one of two things are going to happen, and neither of them are what you're looking for. Either you're going to get hurt confronting them, or you're going to be arrested for being the aggressor in the situation.
Right.
And if they weren't willing to do something for you as part of their job...
Yeah.
What makes you think being a dick to them,
yes.
right? Like this guy
who goes, this guy out.
Hey, you weren't doing this thing. I'm going to be an ass. Yeah. Now you'll do it.
Yeah, there's no soft
doesn't get
outdoor job.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. Leave him alone.
Yeah.
That being said, we got Facebook messages coming in. Oh, my God.
What are they saying?
252 WCMF talking about this 65-year-old man in Auburn who confronted his garbage men with a knife for not respecting his toter. According to police, Mark writes, he shouldn't have had a weapon,
but what?
This man had a right to ask them to do their jobs the right way. And how is he supposed to do that if he's not allowed to follow them down the street? Okay, the story does not say they didn't do their jobs the right way.
They took the garbage.
They just didn't do it to his standard.
Thank you. We don't have this garbage men side of the story.
They didn't like how they roughed up his can.
Which is weird because you love it when any guy roughs up your can. You know, you get a funny quip for that one, do you, Tommy? Garbage. No, look, I don't get the whole I have a right to walk down the street and confront
him. I'm paying that guy's salary. That's what it is.
Why do you bring that up? Jimmy writes us on Facebook, WCMF The Breaker Facebook page. I live in the city, and the garbage is taken care of by my taxes. I have to pay my taxes. You have to do the job the right way. If people would take more pride in their jobs they get paid to do, there wouldn't be a need for this guy to get arrested. We have just hit the old man trifecta in that Facebook page.
Yeah.
Do your job. Mm-hmm. I pay taxes. Nobody wants to work anymore. In a three-sentence Facebook page. Jimmy?
You did it.
Wow.
You brought it home, baby.
I'm very impressed with Jimmy.
Oh, God.
All right.
So I get that, like, the city has its own service, right? But if you're, like, in a suburb that doesn't take care of it, you pay for whatever service you go through. Do they have a right, then, like, to, like, deny you that? Like, let's say you really cause a problem for... You know, the workers and their safety.
Oh, yeah, they just cut you off.
Yeah, I guess they could.
So you could screw yourself.
You have to go get
another
company.
Because if nobody wants to work with you, then who's taking care of your garbage?
Well, you call another company.
Yeah, but it's okay, like,
but they all kind of know.
I'm guessing if you have a problem with this company, you're eventually going to have a problem with somebody doing the same thing to your garbage can down the road.
Sure. And you got to take your garbage to the dump yourself.
Which your brother loves to do.
Loves it, yes.
Are there people in this area that still take garbage to the dump?
I'm sure there is.
Why would you, though?
I think it's just like an old man thing. Like, my brother knew all the guys that worked there. He did. And, like, even when I go see him, he would go, hey, I'm going to run. We'd be drinking at night. He goes, hey, I'm running to the dump in the morning. You want to go? I go, no.
Well, wait a minute. He's a big shot down at the dump.
Yeah, all the dumpers know you.
252 WCMF. Let's wrap it up with a man who always delivers.
Mm.
Mark's on CMF. Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good morning, Kimmy. So my toter has a sweet roll. And so here's the thing. I understand where this guy's coming from because when they picked it up a couple weeks ago, they must have crushed it a little bit too hard with the little jaws to come and get it because now the top doesn't sit right. And I get rain in it, and I've called to complain.
Okay.
And I've called to say, can you bring me another toter?
All right. Can I time out real
quick? Yeah. Right. Go right ahead.
I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. You called the garbage company because. A couple of times because the top on your garbage can doesn't fit right.
And Ray gets in it, wetting the garbage.
Yes, it's off. It's off a little bit now.
And then you can't use the garbage anymore because it's all wet.
And the roll is not smooth anymore.
Okay. I'm sorry, Mark. Go ahead. You were saying.
She's offline.
Well, no, you said it all.
Right, take it in for gotta take my toter in for an alignment.
So have they brought you?
I actually think that they should do an annual toter service to keep the sweet roll and to make sure the top goes on nice. And if they do screw it up, I've called several times.
This is how you know
maybe
you live in the greatest country in the world.
Thank you.
I also want to point out that after talking to all these guys, there is a business here, toter service.
Okay.
Oh, toter repair.
Repair and service.
Yeah. It already exists, apparently.
So you can get a toter tune-up.
So Danielle writes us on Instagram, at Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Listen up, Mark. Mm-hmm. Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Tell Tommy he can up his toter game by calling Rochester Bin Cleaning. They power wash, steam clean. They look brand new. Maybe he's got an alignment service he can help you out.
Yeah. Straighten her out.
Yeah, they clean them, but they don't fix the top. It's off by at least an eighth of an inch.
Okay, let it go. Mark, thanks for calling.
He measured it.
I had to lose him. An eighth of an inch, he said.
Yeah.
An eighth of an inch.
And the rain gets in there. Now you got wet garbage.
Oh, my God. No, what you just said is this. You're right. This story is proof of it.
We live in the greatest country in the world. But this is our problem today.
Yeah.
Three phone calls,
mm.
multiple Facebook messages. There's still guys waiting on hold that want to pitch about the garbage man. We don't have time. We have to move on, and I'm sorry, gentlemen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the worst thing that has ever happened to this show. Like, that is not hyperbole. I am not exaggerating. This is the worst thing that has ever happened to this show.
Yeah, good or bad, this is break room history.
No, it's bad. It's good for one. No, yeah. It's not. No, it's not even good for him.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even
him.
Good for him.
Oh, it's very good.
He thinks it's good for him.
How could it not be?
All right. If you were listening to the show this time yesterday, you heard us crush Tommy Mule for something he believed.
Yeah.
And in the last 24 hours, something has changed.
The world has changed, Patrick.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. It was around this time yesterday. We were talking about a story done by CBS Sunday Morning. It was on Wegmans.
Very big profile piece.
You got it. They talked about the success that is the store, the fanaticism of the people that love it.
Yeah.
And they did an interview with Danny and his members of his family. And it started with Danny saying that he went to Japan twice a week to get fish because they killed the fish in a more humane way.
Yeah.
And I thought that was silly. And I knew you thought that was silly, too. But because Danny said it, you believed it.
I do believe it.
Okay, and that's fine. You then said, and I quote, if Danny says it, it has to be true.
Right.
And you weren't kidding.
No.
And that's the start of a cult.
Yeah.
What you are saying, you're
pretty
in a cult.
Cool cult.
You've already got the tracksuit for
yes.
it.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for the spaceship to show up.
You then made a statement.
Yeah.
What was that statement you made yesterday?
That Danny Wegman had listened to the show?
Danny Wegman knows who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, that he had listened to the show.
I mean, he does live here, and he commutes in his cars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you don't think he dials around to see what's going on? He's a very in-tune guy. The guy's dialed in.
Now, you've never met him before.
I've never met him.
Never met the guy.
No.
Seen him from afar.
Well, our paths have crossed in the produce section.
Have you ever spoken to Danny Wegman before?
I have not.
Okay. So when Tommy said that he believed that Danny Wegman knew who he was, Kimmy and I lost it.
You laugh.
We did.
Howled with laughter.
So good.
And you were explaining to us why that could be a possibility. You guys are two long-time Rochesterians.
This is what it sounded like on the air at this time yesterday. Danny doesn't know who you are. He doesn't care who you are. You think Danny Wegman knows who you are?
He listens to the show.
No, he doesn't. He's got taste, obviously. Have you not seen his shirts? Hold on.
You don't think Danny Wegman's ever listened to the show?
Why?
Going to work in the morning. Gets in a Ferrari. Puts on a little CMF.
You sincerely believe that Danny Wegman has listened to this show?
You don't think he's ever listened to the show?
Listened to this show.
Yeah.
Enjoyed this show.
Yes.
And is aware of you as a person.
Yes.
No.
Just let him think that.
No.
Just let him have it.
No.
Why not?
Because it alters who he is as a person.
It could have happened. And we gave away $1,000 an hour. You don't think he'd be interested?
You got something yesterday.
Sure did.
What'd you get, Tommy?
I got an email.
Got an email.
And at first...
Certified email.
Well, I got to get my glasses.
Put your glasses on. Take your time. It's okay.
Can't see.
Super cool guy like you.
Well, yeah, I'm
now
old.
He's got to open up his phone. This okay. So come back and join us at 10:30 when Tommy finally gets this email.
So I thought this email was complete jive.
Like, you thought we were playing a trick on you.
I thought you guys made up an email, doctored something up.
Idea.
Because it's very... Like, it doesn't look like it would come from him. It looks like something you guys would concoct, but you couldn't use any logos because you'd get sued or something. Because it's very bland. But he actually reached out to me.
Danny Wegman wrote you an email.
Yes.
And what does it say?
It says, Tommy Boy.
It does not say Tommy Boy. It does not say Tommy Boy.
Good to hear from you again.
Shut up. Stop. Will you read what the email actually says?
You and I and Larry the Cable Guy have to get together soon.
Will you read?
Sorry to hear about the passing of your parents.
Read the actual email.
All it really says is, thank you very much for all of your kind words about myself and Wegmans. If I were half as nice as you made me out to be, I'd be honored. That's it.
But he reached out to you, though.
This is from
just
Danny Wegman's. Yes.
He emailed you personally.
Yes.
Because apparently he heard what you said.
Yes. That's Legitsky.
And here's how
we checked. We checked.
Well, here's
it's
how
a
we
real
know
thing.
It's, here's how we know it's Legitsky. Yeah. Someone in Wegman's corporate wrote me an email asking for Tommy's email.
They requested.
Because Danny apparently heard us talking yesterday, or somebody pointed it out to him, and he wanted to reach out to you to say
personally.
Thank you.
Personally.
This is a career highlight for Tommy.
It would be the career highlight of any guy in this town.
All right, I want to be.
To have Danny Wegman personally thank you for the kind words that came out of my mouth.
The phone number is 252-WCMF.
Let me adjust my throne.
252-9263. I'm going to ask you seriously. Serious question. You've been on the radio.
I'm a serious guy. You know who my friends are.
You've been on the radio for over 30 years.
32 years coming this October.
You have met some very famous people.
Yeah.
You have been on the air for culture-changing moments. You have had opportunities you would have never gotten in a million years.
Absolutely.
This show led you to meeting your wonderful wife.
And another one.
Is this the greatest thing that's ever happened in your radio career?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It has to be. Outside of getting this job?
Yeah.
This is like the culmination of a life well lived.
You talk about some like cool things you got to do and people you got to meet, and you're like, nah, who cares? Lame, boring, they stunk. And like this, a simple email with two sentences
from the top guy in town
is what has you all excited.
He's the top guy in Western New York.
This is the worst thing that's ever happened to this show.
Yeah,
it is.
And I'll tell you why. Because Tommy will now be convinced that Danny Wegman is always listening to the show. And Tommy wants Danny Wegman to think he's cool.
Well, see, don't forget now, I'm on Danny's radar.
Shut up. Shut.
And he probably has an actual radar in his car. Yeah.
Because Tommy wants to make Danny Wegman think he's cool, and he wants to be friends with Danny Wegman, and he's reached out to him, it is going to alter who he is as a person.
Here's what's going to happen.
Buckle up, everybody.
I am going to dress nicer when I go to Wegman's now.
Nicer?
Yeah.
What's nicer? I mean, I'll give you credit. You already, you seem like you already wear your best stuff every day.
Well, I'm going to step it up even more, just in case he's there. Because, you know, like on Saturday, if he's there, I want to look sharp.
I'm sure he doesn't know what you look like. I'm not going to say anything anymore. I'm not going to say anything anymore after what I spoke to yesterday.
You don't think he looked up my profile?
Why would he look you up? Why would he look
Why would he email you? Why would he do anything? Why would he respond to you? Why would you think he would even do that? Was he so stupid to think he'd even email you?
This is one of the worst days of my life.
Question.
Oh, yeah, you in the back?
Yeah, young boy in the back.
So, okay, so you're gonna dress nicer in case you happen to run into him. But if you, let's say he is at your Pittsford Wegmans.
And he's there a lot.
Are you introducing yourself or are you waiting for him to come to you?
Casual.
But how's that going to work? Like, who approaches who?
Oh, I got to approach him.
Okay.
You know.
All right. So I'm going to pretend I'll be Danny Wegman. All right. Just imagine me in a loud shirt.
Yeah.
And I got my name tag on. Yeah. I'm standing. I'm at the purple or pink pineapples. Yeah,
Danny.
Yeah, and you're out.
Tommy boy.
And you're out. And it's over.
It's Tomcat. What's up, buddy?
Tomcat. Okay. What? There's another very important question here.
Question up.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. After talking about Wegmans yesterday, Tommy doing his love for Danny Wegman, saying that he believed Danny Wegman knew who he was, and Kimmy and I destroying him for it for 5 minutes.
Yep.
Tommy got an email from Danny Wegman thanking him for all the kind words that he had to say. You need to reply to this email.
I did.
What did you say?
I forgot what I wrote. I was blunt. Not blunt. It was short.
I was blunt.
Oh, I know. I said, I am definitely going to frame this. Thanks for responding.
You blew it.
How did I blow it?
Well, you legit. Look, I know you.
Well, he's not going to read much, so I mean, it's got to be quick.
Okay.
He doesn't want the world history.
Keep it simple.
Ass.
You're my friend, and I love you, but I know that you think this is the beginning of something.
But the beautiful baby. What a relationship.
And
Players Club.
No, like.
Shoppers Club, baby. You don't find deals
like
this.
VIP at every Wegmans restaurant.
Ooh.
You think that this is the start of a relationship?
You never know, buddy.
And you blew it with the response in the email.
All right. What should I have said?
Well, I mean, not that.
Oh, obviously not that.
Well, no.
What can I write? And guy didn't think I was going to get this email to begin with.
Did you leave your text? Did you give me your phone number?
Huh?
Did you put your phone number in the email?
Well, no, he's got my email.
Friends don't email each other. Friends text each other.
You don't think he can get to my email?
You mean your text?
My telephone
number. My telephone number. Hello on the telephone. There's Danny Wegman on the telephone. Hello, operator. Give me Tommy Mulay.
See, you got to be subtle with these guys, man. You can't come in bull rushing them, man.
Got to play it cool.
You got to play it cool.
Yeah. No.
Not like yesterday and everything you said when we were talking about Wegmans.
If there is one thing.
Oh, sir, I really love you and your clothes. You like my jacket? I wore it just for you.
Hey, man, it worked. Maybe you should try cozying up to Maybelline.
No, I'm surprised that you didn't pounce on the opportunity.
No, you got to be cool, man. It's like when I met Lenny Dykstra, man. I had to be cool.
And you never talked to Lenny Dykstra ever again.
No.
Like, bro, this is over. You had a chance to open a door, and you blew it. It's over.
How do you know? Because you didn't even know this was going to happen. Maybe my way is working.
By the way, you guys have nothing in common. You wouldn't even be friends. What do you have in common with Danny Wegman?
He has a Ferrari. I like Ferraris.
You don't
He sells food. I like food.
You don't even know how to drive a stick, and you don't eat food. You eat fennel.
I can drive a stick, baby. I drove a stick last night.
Yeah, I bet you were. You were trying to get more comedy work? It's the only way you got headlining gigs, driving all the sticks across the Midwest.
Yeah, the only thing you would have to talk to him about is his work, right? Like fresh produce and... You know, everything you know about his company.
His vast empire.
But, like, if you're really friends with somebody, you know them outside of their job.
Yeah, nobody
and
wants
what they like to do.
Nobody wants to talk shop outside of
work.
Well,
we got to get to know each other. It's a delicate dance here, bro.
Like, the world he lives in is incomprehensible to you.
Absolutely.
The things that he enjoys are things that you would crush anyone else for liking. I promise you. You don't want to go to an orchestra. Guy's probably in a ballet. Guy probably has a pallet and a basement full of wine that he wants to explain. Things that you have crushed.
I do like drinking.
Yeah, but you feel a certain way about people who drink wine.
Not anymore.
You are
so not that level
see,
of wine.
This is why this sucks. Is because now he's new Danny Friend Tommy. Danny Friend Tommy.
Yeah, you can't keep up.
It changes you, man. You know, when you get pulled into these circles.
Shut up. 252 WCMF. 252-9263. We got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF. The easiest way to get us. Elizabeth writes us. Tommy needs to print the email and frame it with a stamp of authenticity, captioned, "One time Tommy was actually right, R.I.P. Duffy and Kimmy's pride."
Yeah, we should frame this. It's quite a high honor for the break room.
I mean, I guess if we're going to look at it in that way.
Sure.
Very nice.
Probably the coolest email anybody's ever gotten in the show.
In the 50 years of CMF.
No, I mean, bro, we've had, like, rock and roll legends come through this
studio. Bro, that's because they're pushing their crap albums or their busted-ass old man tours. This is a legit guy.
Yeah? Who also owns a business in this town.
Like, I didn't get Danny Wegman cover band. This is the man. This is like talking to Mick one-on-one.
There's no one else that you have met doing this job that would compare to what you felt yesterday reading.
Oh, absolutely. This is the high as it gets. For me, who else? Who else would be?
No, I'm asking. I'm trying to think. Like, I mean,
locally?
No, I'm talking about like we've had national, international people come through.
Yeah,
here.
We have.
And none of them. You've met people that
what are the events he's got to go to.
You've gone to multiple Olympics.
Yeah, they come every 4 years. Not that special, Pat.
All right,
but this.
All right, look, I'm going to say one thing, and I need you to listen to me. Okay.
Okay, you explain.
No, I'm serious, because, look, I don't want you to embarrass you or the show or the station.
Oh, it's too late on all those things.
You had one shot to respond.
And I did.
And you took that shot.
Yeah.
It's over now. Lose that email.
Why would I lose it?
No, listen to me.
What?
Do not send another email to Danny Wegman's personal email. Do not.
Okay.
Yeah, he trusts you enough to send it from his personal email.
I can
don't abuse the power.
I cannot do that.
End of sentence.
Starting now.
You already sent a follow-up?
Well, I did.
Oh,
I
just a reply. Okay, that's standard. Okay, that's right, fine. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, like, yeah. Hey, thank you.
I did throw one more piece in there.
No, you did. Shut up.
You doubled down.
Yeah. I just let him know I was going to be in Saturday.
I am really worried, Kimmy.
Yeah.
That he, like, a couple of weeks down the road, he's going to be like, oh, hey, Danny, it's Tommy. Just making sure everything's cool. How you been, buddy? I just tried something new at your store, and I want you to know I love it.
Or I might just shoot him like a funny joke I heard or something like that.
No,
a hot one on the internet.
No.
I want to point out that I think you're due for a fall because you've been on a high
lately. Due for a fall?
New chair, new tracksuit lineup. Like, things have really been going your way lately.
Well, I'm getting a physical today.
Uh-oh.
And I'm a little worried.
Nothing could go wrong, right?
I mean, she's right.
What?
I mean, life is ebbs and flows. You know this,
mm-hmm.
right? She's right. You've been
hit. Flowing, bro.
You're banging on all cylinders.
I've been banging and flowing, especially last night. No, I just, you know, with the email and everything. That's nothing to do with your mother.
You know, it's funny. Kimmy is usually like the non-cynical one in the room.
Yeah.
I wasn't even thinking that. What an evil thing to say to you.
You know, you're going to die.
Well, I mean, look.
Old man. She's mean, man.
Oh, she's mean. Did you hear yourself right
she
now?
She's mean.
She's mean.
She is.
Mean person. Oh, no. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We got folks waiting patiently. Again, after Kimmy and I destroyed Tommy for 5 minutes yesterday for claiming that he believed Danny Wegman knew who he was, Danny Wegman wrote Tommy an email thanking him for all of the nice things he said on the air. And it is confirmed. It is legitimate Danny Wegman email. And
straight up, uncut.
Pure uncut, but Danny Wegman.
You got it.
Andrea's on CMF. Oh, hold on. Andrea, how's it going? I'm sorry.
Hey, good. I don't know if this is a real thing anymore, but circa 2010, 11, there used to be a Facebook page called Danny Wegman Sightings, and people would write what Wegmans they've just seen him at.
Okay.
If Tommy wanted to look that up, I haven't had a Facebook for at least a decade now, but I used to watch that pretty religiously.
To go, okay, yeah, don't do it, Andrea.
Why would I do that when I already have his email?
Okay, you're going to email.
That's for the common man.
Okay, Andrea, thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day. Don't. God damn,
I'm not going to do that.
You're going
to,
no.
By the way, I go to headquarters all the time. He's right there.
It's a store. It's not called headquarters.
It's World Headquarters.
No, World Headquarters is in Gates, actually, on Brooks Avenue.
Okay, but the number one original cool stores, Pittsburgh.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Jake. Hey, Jake, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
All right. So, Tommy, you're starting to sound like that Jim Carrey movie, The Cable Guy, where one guy does one nice thing, and you're like, we're friends. We're best friends.
I mean, yeah. Yes. This is why this is the worst thing that ever happened. Like, everything has changed in this moment. It's over.
It should change you. I mean, this is an opportunity.
It's an email from one guy. One time.
Yes. But that's all it takes, Pat.
All right, Jake, let me ask you a question. If you were tomorrow invited out for an evening with Danny Wegman, I'm going to assume you do not roll in the same circles Danny Wegman does. What do you wear, and what conversation do you have ready to go in case of an awkward silence?
My favorite thing that he sells at Wegman's. Okay.
What are you wearing, Jake? What are you putting on?
It's got to be classy, obviously. No open-toed shoes.
Jake, thanks for the call, buddy.
Rule number one, toes in.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break.
All right.
I'm happy. I really am happy.
Yeah, I can tell you both are.
No, we're going to get it framed for you. We're going to find a spot for it.
I don't want to look at that effing email across from me for the rest of my career. All 2 weeks of it.
Yeah.
After Tommy gets the terrible news at the physical this morning. Every time this guy is in the news off the field, it's for something terrible.
But it's not his fault?
No.
He's not a bad guy.
Look, it is his fault. Both of these are his fault. But you're right. It's nothing despicable. Right. It just seems this guy, despite the fact that he's a multimillionaire and has 2 Super Bowl rings, might have the worst luck on the planet.
Who's that?
You're hanging out in the break. We're brought to Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Tommy, you remember the name Jason Pierre-Paul?
Yeah, who did he play for?
So he played for the Giants, he played for the Buccaneers, he played for the Dolphins, most of his career with the Giants. He won a Super Bowl with the Giants and with the Buccaneers, if I remember correctly. Right. But, Kimmy, what is Jason Pierre-Paul most famous for?
Well, didn't he shoot his finger off? Or no, he shot himself in the...
Nope, that was Plaxico Burress.
Yeah. Yep. So he shot fireworks. Yes. That was a fireworks incident.
He had a whole van of fireworks.
Yes, yep. He was missing a few fingers.
Yeah.
The defensive end, when putting on a fireworks show for kids in his neighborhood, held onto a firework too long and blew off some of his fingers. Now, he was able to make a recovery and come back in the NFL. But they had to make specially made gloves for him that were missing fingers.
Yeah.
Jason Pierre-Paul is in the news again.
What happened now?
He was at a nightclub in Miami with some friends over the weekend.
That's always a bad idea to begin with. Nightclub, Miami, famous guy.
And he was wearing a $400,000 watch.
And I bet you that wasn't the most expensive watch at that club.
You're probably right.
At that moment.
You're probably right.
But it's a $400,000 watch.
A 400.
Who makes that watch?
There are $400,000 watch.
Who is...
Now, it doesn't. I'm looking at a picture of it, but I don't know who makes this watch.
You never heard the name.
It doesn't say in the article what the name of the watch was. Pierre-Paul says he was moving through the club with his friends when he got stuck in a group of people he didn't know.
Yeah, probably packed in there.
You got it. A little while later, one of his friends asked him what time it was, and he realized the watch was gone.
Oh, man.
Somebody jacked his 400.
But he didn't feel it.
Well, I mean, I don't know what kind of feeling you have after you blow your fingers off at a fireworks
accident. By the way, do you wear that bedazzled fancy watch on your bed hand?
It's not even bedazzled.
Oh.
Like, it's not, I know you're thinking like diamond encrusted. It's not.
So he's just saying if somebody grabbed it or it fell off his hand?
No, he believes that someone in that group that like held him up that he didn't know grabbed it off his hand when he wasn't paying
attention. You got to be so good at being a pickpocket or a watch thief to take a watch off of somebody's hand.
These people exist. I mean, oh, your mic's off, Kimmy. They exist. So this man lost almost $500,000 from his wrist in a nightclub.
Is he financially broke or in trouble?
Well, he's $400,000 later.
I understand that, but I wonder if he's having any problems.
What are you thinking?
Well, because nobody saw it getting ripped.
Okay.
He's just saying he got ripped. So when he goes to the insurance, he goes, hey, man, I got ripped off. And that could be sitting on the floor of a bar where somebody, you know, picked it up. Now it's my watch, and it just disappears forever.
Okay. I mean, you still would be out the $400,000 watch.
Right, but could you claim, like, insurance?
Yeah, I'm sure you could.
If you had that thing insured.
Well, the smarter thing to do would be to take a picture with it outside the club, put it in your pocket, go home, and hide it. Then you got the watch and the $400,000.
Right. They're going to investigate it.
But that's also a guy. You would have to be a guy that smart enough to also not hold on to a firecracker for too long.
Okay.
After you bought a van full of them.
That's a good point.
I mean, he signed some pretty big contracts with the Giants. So, right, yeah, it would be a lot of money to
blow
through.
We do know these guys that have huge contracts that tank.
Yeah, what do they say? 60% of NFL players have none of their NFL money left after it's over. And we're talking guys that made hundreds of millions of dollars.
I mean, big names.
I mean, I haven't heard that story.
It just seems to me it would be so hard to get a watch off a big guy's hand like that. Because think of the size of what's left of his hand.
It looks like it's on his good hand.
You wouldn't want to show it up on your mangled hand.
Well, no, but it
would time is, oh, my God. Oh, my God. What, are you late for something? No. Well, look at my watch.
It would even out the weight.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
252 WCMF, former NFL defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul is in the news again. He's the guy that blew his hand off with the fireworks. He had a $400,000 watch stolen off his hand while he was walking through a Miami nightclub, according to him. $400,000. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You feel bad for him?
No, he has $400,000 watch and many fingers.
It is the thing because
six.
Every interview I ever see with him, Kimmy, he seems like a nice guy.
Yeah. I don't know anything about him.
No, I know. I figured you would.
I don't think is there other than like the fireworks story.
He sounds like he's fun.
Well, yeah, he's got a $400,000 watch and a lot of fireworks.
Right. I mean, he sounds like a guy that isn't laid back. He's a fun guy.
Yeah.
Just not that bright.
But it's like, I want to feel bad for him, but you're right. It's hard to feel bad for a guy that wears a $400,000 watch out.
Yeah.
Like, you should not expect, but like.
And you also said it doesn't really look like a $400,000 watch.
But he could have multiple watches of that. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just not. He almost doesn't even realize it's there because he's always wearing
like,
an
all
expensive
I know is
watch.
Like, I know, like, Rolex.
Yeah.
That's what I know.
This is not a Rolex I'm looking
right.
at.
Right. So, like, if you go above that, I would think it's fake.
Could just be a really old vintage watch.
Nope, it's new.
No?
I mean, I'm looking at it. Right. It looks like a newer watch. It looks like, you know what it looks like? A dial on an F1 race car.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. I don't think it's meant to look
like you got to know watches to know that that's a watch.
Yeah. I would not think that this is a $500,000 watch. I would think you could buy something like this for $100 at, like, Macy's.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So, see, you don't even get in the the bling out of it that you think a guy with a $400,000 piece of jewelry.
But maybe that's why he wears it, thinking, you know, it's a little bit more subtle.
How'd that work out for him?
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so if anyone finds a $400,000 watch
in a Miami nightclub,
yep, it might be Jason Pierre-Paul.